Kids these days, they catch a lot of flack. Screen-obsessed, selfie-taking, everyone gets a trophy, young punks, as the stereotype goes. But in reality, kids these days are kind of awesome. Today, we're introducing you to a particularly awesome local 8th grader, Avani Rai, one of 34 young leaders being honored this Sunday at the YICU Service Awards. This lodestar of service is actually a double honoree this year for her individual work as a teen teacher at Unity Community Center and is part of the youth team behind the Little Free Pantry.
As a volunteer, I truly believe in a Sanskrit saying, which is Vasudeva Kutumbikam, which means that the world is one big family. And I truly feel a connection with any of the volunteer activities that I do because of this thing that I believe in. And as a teen teacher at Unity Community Center, I help to build a safe environment for kids that come from less fortunate families so that they can work to grow and they can build their own goals as students and as youth in our community.
What have you learned about other people through your work at the Unity Community Center, interacting with people from all walks of life? How has that given you perspective?
I think that that's one of the best things about community service is that it gives our community a chance to grow and to connect with each other. And it has helped me build so many strong relationships. And not only that, but it has helped me connect with people across the world. So, for example, I volunteer yearly with Operation Santa, which works to give Christmas cards and care packages to soldiers overseas. And it's not like I don't feel like I'm helping them. It's more of a way of showing my thanks to them because they're working to protect our country. And they're so far away from their families. They're so far away from people that they love. And they work to help us and to keep us safe, which is what I feel is a very important thing. And so a big part is connecting with them by making Christmas cards, and not only them, but with other people that I volunteer with. I spend Valentine's Day at the Senior Citizen Center. So talking to the Senior Citizen Center's members and talking to them and sharing stories with them and learning about them is some of the best things that I experience as a youth volunteer.
Well, in addition to being recognized individually for your work, you're also part of the Little Free Pantry team that is also being recognized at the YICU Service Awards. So what do you do for that group?
So the Little Free Pantry is an initiative that was started quite recently, and it was started by a group of friends and the message for that initiative is to give what you can and take what you need. And in McLean County, at the beginning of when this started, 50% of kids went home hungry. And so this initiative was started to reduce that number and to make it better. And so what we do is we have a Little Free Pantry in one location right now, and we take food there every other day. We have a group of kids that do that. And people can, whenever they need it, they can come and take the food. And that way we can help make our community better. And that way we can connect our community and make it a stronger family as well.
All right. Well, I'm gonna bring someone else into the conversation here. Jennifer Erisman is an ISU student here, a Spanish major and a public relations major. And you're also being recognized at the upcoming YICU Service Awards. So, Jennifer, tell me about some of the organizations you're involved with here on the Illinois State campus.
Right when I got to campus, I got involved with Campus Ministries, and that was just huge for me as far as like making friends. And in high school, I got diagnosed with the heart condition, and I had to miss a lot of school, so I was out a lot. And I just kind of learned like how people meet each other's needs, like how much that helps. And some people were just my friend, and I just like looking back, it just means so much. And I grew my faith a lot through that. And when I came to college, I wanted to continue to make those faith connections. So I'm with Crew on campus, just a non-denominational Christian ministry, and then Athletes in Action, which I'm helping lead now, which is a faith-based group for athletes.
Well, how much has it meant to you to be able to stay connected to athletics and sports, even beyond, you know, after your heart condition, not being able to play in the same way that you were?
Yeah, it's such a blessing. I just love being around it, and the athletes are so fun to be around, and it's just like a blessing to be able to know that like they're athletes, but like they're people too, and just like the kind of the struggles that like athletes go through too, especially like being Division I athletes. There's a lot of things that are just like their crazy schedules and stuff. It's hard to sometimes differentiate their identity from an athlete and actually like an actual human being. And so it's been cool to be able to dive in deeper with them and make connections.
Avni Rai, who you're sitting next to, an eighth grader here in Bloomington Normal. You're a college student, so obviously at a different part of your life. But what did it mean to you to find out when you got nominated for one of these YICU Service Awards?
Yeah, it was such an honor to especially, like, meeting people like Avni who, like, just inspire me to do so much. And, like, one thing I've been learning a lot about is, like, sometimes I want to meet the needs of others in the way I know how, like, but just like Avni, she sees a need, seeks out needs, and meets them in the way that they need to be met. And so I think it's just really encouraging to see, like, the youth, like, they can be empowered, and just the difference that they can be the change in the world.
Well, Cheryl, let's bring you back into the conversation. Cheryl Hussein is chair of the YICU Service Awards Planning Committee, a board member with For a Better Tomorrow, the nonprofit organization that's put all this together. So if someone wants to attend the awards banquet coming up, but when is it? How do they get tickets?
So you can get tickets on forabettertomorrow.org. That's our website. And you will see events on there, and you can go to YSCU, purchase tickets. The event is on Sunday, September 9th. It's going to be from noon to 3. And from noon to 1, we're going to have a nonprofit fair. So there will be a bunch of nonprofits there, which she was pointing out. It's kind of cool to expose students to how else they can get involved. So nonprofit fair, and the program will be from 1 to 3, and we will announce the winners then.
That's Cheryl Hussein, chair of the YICU Service Awards Planning Committee and a board member with For a Better Tomorrow, the nonprofit that's putting it on. I spoke to her alongside two of this year's nominees, Avni Rai and Jennifer Erisman. You can see a full list of nominees at forabettertomorrow.org. We'll also put a link on our website, wglt.org.